Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, the fellow with great hair, even at my age of 30-something, bringing you another wonderful podcast. And we start with Adrian Durham on Drive talking about Jurgen Klopp and after his four-year anniversary at Liverpool, asking the question, is he the best in the world? And of course the answer is no, he's not. Don't be so stupid, Adrian.
Just say Liverpool don't win the title this season and he leaves at the end of the season to go to Barcelona. Can he really be considered a total success at Liverpool without winning the title? Because he's only done what Rafa's done if he only wins Champions League.
Yeah, you could say that. But I think the market we're in with Manchester City and competing with them, I think it's unbelievable. The jobs he did at Dortmund... and the job he's now doing at Liverpool, it is remarkable, Aid. It really is. The last two jobs he's had, he joined two clubs. Yeah, potentially could be huge. But it's where he's took them in short time. Dortmund was unbelievable. Took him to Champions League, Dortmund finals. You know what I mean? He won the title back to back. He won the double. The signings he made... for peanuts. They didn't have big bucks. They couldn't compete with Bayern. They weren't the big boys. He went in and signed players for $3 million. They were kind of his big signings when he first went in. Lewandowski, $3.33 million. He signed in 2010. What about that?
Decent.
It's unreal, Aid. I can go Mkhitaryan, Aubameyang. He turned him from a winger to a centre forward, scoring 20 odd goals a season. Royce. Then he went to Liverpool. And he's had the success there. Remember when he went in there, there were six. Yeah, that first year, eighth, but he got to a cup final, they lost. Then he got to Europa League final, they lost, but he come fourth, second. This year, they're now in first place. The signings have made, most of them have been a huge success and fit into the style of football he wants to play at Liverpool. Yes, he's made a few nuggets, hasn't he? Karius weren't great, Clavin weren't great. So, but the rest of them, they've all fit into what Liverpool are about. He's brilliant.
You know what? I think that there's a case to say he's the best in the world. Everybody knows I'm a big Pep Guardiola fan. Love the football Man City play. But there's more to it. When you take a bigger, holistic approach to the whole thing, to what the manager's job entails, you are the most public figure at a football club as the manager of that football club. You front the press conferences. Players do occasional ones here and there, but you front all those press conferences, pre-match, post-match, pre-Champions League, post-Champions League, all of those. It's your words and your voice and your face that's synonymous with that football club. So what Jurgen Klopp did, I went through his first ever press conference. They put it in the Liverpool Echo today. I went through it and I just thought, what he does with that press conference is instantly clicks in to the mentality of Liverpool fans. It's like he gets it straight away. He talks about, in his first press conference, he said, I'm a romantic. He also admitted he's a lucky guy to have the job. That will really play into the psyche of Liverpool fans. He talked about how his style was about emotion and speed. Well, those Liverpool teams that dominated Europe in the late 70s and early 80s, they were all about emotion and speed. The late 80s Liverpool team that dominated domestically, one of the best club sides you'll ever see, that was about emotion and speed. And then he plays it all down by saying, and this was the press conference he did it, I am the normal one. So he's not bigging himself up. He's not saying, everybody look at me. His words do the talking for him. His football does the talking for him as well. It's not about him. It's about so much more than him. And I think that the Liverpool fans instantly appreciated that. Now, you've got to get the results that go with it as well. But one stat I'll give you. In season 14-15, that was the season before he arrived in the October of the following season, Liverpool scored 52 goals. Last season, they scored 95 goals. There's one thing that Liverpool fans love. It's a lot of goals, and he delivers on that promise. The goals have gone up every single year under him.
On now to the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show and Sam Allardyce, or Breadhead, as some of his former players have referred to him as. Not me. We had some players in the studio on the sports bar that had played under him, and they told us he's called Breadhead. So, Sam, if you're listening, nothing to do with me. Anyway, Breadhead was saying that Manchester United shouldn't feel like relegation is impossible. Yeah, that's Breadhead for you.
They went down with I was supposed to, on paper, a terrific team then, so it's not beyond the realms of possibility that it could catastrophically fall into more and more and more problems and that your confidence goes and injuries stay like they are and players tend not to quite get as fit as quick as they would do when things are going well,
good
Alan.
Point.
And that's an absolute fact.
Pogba, Martial, etc.
And the disturbance of Pogba wanting away and then who else? Who will pop up next and say, no, I see this going the wrong way. I want to leave. And because Man United have not got enough goals, you could see it going to be a struggle. And hopefully it's not the struggle down the bottom end, but they're certainly heading that way. And Ollie's got a big job. And I know you say this is a rebuilding time, and it is a rebuilding time, but you can't get rid of your best goal scorer in the squad and not replace him. And that is a huge problem.
If he keeps losing and we do stare in that relegation zone, you see Mourinho at Chelsea, you do go. And as being you've got the big man at the side here, I wouldn't mind Allardyce. But there's so much Sam will be laughing now. If they do get rid of Ollie, which they will if it doesn't improve, then the talk of Allegri at one point, Zidane, Pochettino, we've got more trophies in the red cafe than Pochettino. people like Allardyce, he's a... Like I said yesterday, he just puts it forward. So simple, so straightforward. This is what I'm going to do. If you're with me, let's go. If not, see you later.
Andy, thank you.
Thank you, Andy. That's a compliment for me.
Big Sam's red and white, wow. Army.
Come on.
On now to a bit of comedy, as Alan Brazil was talking about the pressures of playing for Manchester United. Did he? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Every day in training was different. Let me just go from... I was at Spurs in between, but let me just take Ipswich to Manchester United. Of course, when I first got in the team at Ipswich, there was pressure. It was Bobby Robson. Mm-hmm. There was Trevor Wymart. There was Paul Mariner. There was David Johnson before. There were some great players there, international players. Yeah. You felt the pressure. But see, when you went to United, it was every day in training. Mm. You're playing against 20 international players. And every day you had to put it in. And there's a great saying, you know, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but there's a great saying with racehorses, be careful you don't leave the ability of a racehorse on the gallops. In other words, you work them every day, work them. Come race day, they don't perform. Mm. And I found it difficult to adapt every day, giving it 100% every day. Don't forget, I had a problem with my back, which I didn't know about at the time, but... It was pressure every day. Yeah. Pressure's the word. Mm. Forget my back, forget injuries. Mm. It was having to do it every day, and then worried about are you going to make the starting 11? I'm going to be on the bench, you know. Whereas, when you can relax, your ability should come out. Of course, you train hard, you give 100%, but when you're under pressure every day, sometimes, especially if you're not scoring, which my goal record at Old Trafford is there to be seen. It weren't bad at all, right? But I was never playing the way I could play. But I still got a goal every two and a bit games, which is pretty good in my head. But the pressure can affect different players. People thrive on pressure. People fold under pressure.
Correct.
On now to H&J and some more magic on their show. Sadly, not with John Motson in the studio, because since he was last in there, HR have said it's legally impossible to put three people in one room whose combined age is over 300. So just Paul and Andy in this clip.
I'm keeping my eye out today because we do overlook the Thames. I'm keeping my eye out for the whale. The thrilling whale that's... what is it? What sort of a whale is it?
It's a thrilling humpback. It's a thrilling humpback. Whale.
Thrilled onlookers watched yesterday...
Unlockers?
Unlockers.
Unlockers,
thrilled
yeah.
unlockers.
Locksmiths everywhere came down to look at the whale.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? It would be a whole load of them.
Whereabouts is it in the Thames?
I don't know exactly.
Spotted off Essex. The chance of it heading up
you never
to
know.
London Bridge is pretty remote, I would think.
But experts reckon the whale could be up to 33 feet long, the length of a London bus. I don't know if they like buses. Will we get one and then another two will be following?
Yeah, quite, that's nice. I like the satire. I like the route you're going down.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah.
And to last night.
I wonder if anybody ever says to Vladimir Putin, you've had some work done, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, can you imagine?
That's not moisturiser, mate.
I don't think they
do. Probably don't.
They do probably they? Don't.
No.
Perhaps I should go in for a bit of that.
I mean, he could be. We only ever see, maybe they kind of treat the pictures of him. Maybe he looks like Sid James. For real, but we only ever see sort of treated pictures of him.
He does look nice.
Smooth of face.
Yeah, actually, talking of smooth of face,
that's
and
me
Saint
not
James
getting
wrinkles.
A visa if I ever want to go
no,
back.
No, that's
there.
Very true, actually. last night's dinner where we honoured Arsene Wenger.
It wasn't just us two at a dinner to honour Arsene Wenger. The likelihood of that happening is fairly remote.
I didn't put that in very well, did I? Yeah, just me and you. We had dinner and then we invited Arsene Wenger.
I'm Darren Goff, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
On now to James Savundra, who of course doesn't have his own show but still wants to earn money, so gets himself out there in the field and managed to catch up with Callum Hudson-Odoi. This interview hasn't been on TalkSport or TalkSport 2 or anything, even the website, so we've stuck it on this so James can earn his money.
Callum, you must be in great spirits because yesterday was quite a performance by you and the team as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think that we're really delighted, obviously, to get the 3 points that we got. We had the right mentality from the start of the game. We wanted to get the points. We wanted to work hard for each other. And it started off really well. I think that with the goals that we got, we worked hard to get the ball back. We worked hard to go forward and get the goals. And we're obviously really delighted for the 3 points. But for myself personally, it was great to be back on the pitch starting again. And hopefully many more opportunities will come as well.
And there's a Chelsea takeover here at St George's Park with the number of players in the under-21s and with the first team as well.
Yeah, I think right now it's flooded with Chelsea players. But now it's a good thing because I think it's showing that we're doing really well at the club. Hopefully that we're showing the managers that we're doing really well. We want to work hard, we want to play games. Everybody's enjoying their football at the moment, and it's a good feeling around the camp that everybody just wants to play and have a good vibe at the club. So right now we're doing well here as well. We want to just keep showing, keep improving and keep working hard for the teams as well.
And you had a slightly weird experience with the under-21s last time around, only there for a few days, and then you got called up for the first team, played and made your debut for England. So is it a slightly weird feeling that you're about to make your debut for your under-21s having already played for the full side?
No, I wouldn't say it's a weird feeling. I would say it's more of a normal feeling because at the same time I'm still 18. So it's still a feeling of I've got the 21s called up, now I've got to come and play. It's not a weird feeling at all. I think football, you've got to take every stride as it comes, you've got to take everything as it comes, and you've got to work hard at every step of the way. Of course, going to the first team and back to 21s, it should never change my mentality of, oh, I've been to the first team, I'm going to come and do this now. No, I've never had that mentality. So I've just got to come back here and play the same way I've been playing.
On now to the mid-morning show, which usually has Jim White on it. And sadly, Jim was away, so we managed to get Simon Jordan. I don't know how we managed to do it. I think what happened was Simon phoned us and said, can I do anything for you, please? And I promised to take the plums out of my mouth. And we went, yeah, no problem. So it was Simon alongside Natalie, and they were talking Fury.
But he was on WWE Monday Night Raw last night, where he confronted Braun Strowman.
Yep.
Okay, oh, goodness me. I don't know what you make of WWE in general, but...
Not a lot.
Yeah. Does this harm boxing with what Tyson Fury's doing?
Well, you know, no, I don't think it does. I think it's all been part of the backdrop of building... Tyson Fury's being very, very clever. He's stealing the American market from underneath the people like Anthony Joshua and positioning himself, whether he's coming into a ring looking like Nacho Libre or he's positioning himself as something from a Rocky film where he's coming in with Apollo Creed shorts on. I think he's being very clever in what he's doing. If you go back to even talking about the Rocky film, we go back to Rocky 3, you see Rocky Balboa fighting Hulk Hogan in the film, and Mike Tyson's done this. This is all part of the business now of show business that goes around boxing and what is a sport in the same sort of category, you know, wrestling and whatever else. I'm not a fan of it. I don't admire that sort of stuff. I think it's all stage managed. And I think that's pretty much understood, but it has an enormous audience in the States. So the idea that Tyson Fury is getting involved and, you know, getting held back. I mean, I always find it perplexing, like a 20-stone man is getting held back by 2-foot-tall security guards. But in fairness to Tyson, I think he's being very, very clever. He's charismatic. He's got a huge amount of character. This is long gone are the days of Tyson Fury going up on stage and being booed because of his homophobic views and his slightly politically incorrect outlook on a variety of different things. This is now a Tyson Fury that looks and sounds like a superstar and is being packaged that way. And it's very clever because he's taking advantage of what Joshua was trying to do, steal the ground in America. Joshua went over, they got beat by Ruiz and was trying to look to break the American marketplace. Now, you can see what Fury's doing. He's going over there to own that marketplace because he's fought Deontay Wilder. He's fought the only real meaningful heavyweight fight in the last 12 months, as far as I'm concerned, or 18 months, of real significance when you're talking about the best fighting the best. And he's positioning himself and all that sort of showboating stuff and hullabaloo around what we saw with the WWE on Saturday or whenever it was is just part and parcel of the packaging of him. I like it to some extent.
But it's clever publicity, promotion for Tyson Fury.
Absolutely, and really strategic thinking about where he's positioning himself. Despite the fact that we have... The what I think are the best two heavyweights, Joshua, yes, but I have to give it to Joshua because he has been a world champion recently. Probably the best two heavyweights or two of the three best heavyweights in the world here.
And you're about it though, because I think
Joshua is a flat track bully. Yeah. I do. I think he's been found out. I think he'll beat Ruiz, but I think he's been packaged, and I think he's been, you know, ahead of himself in commerciality rather than deliverability of the results. He hasn't really beaten anybody as far as I'm concerned. Klitschko was an old man. Parker was... I went to the Joseph Parker fight, was a snore fest. Povotkin was a fighter on the way down. So I think there's a lot for Joshua to prove, whereas Tyson Fury, I think, is the real deal. Absolutely, unequivocally the real deal. Lots of things about him I don't like, but I think ultimately as a fighter, he's the one that went over and took Klitschko's belts when Klitschko was the bona fide world champion, brought the divisions alive again. And he's the one that takes fights like Deontay Wilder and has come back from all the stupid stuff that he did and the challenges that he had with his mental health, which is not stupid, I understand, but some of the other stuff that he got involved with was stupid, and has come back and is lighting up the division. So I've got a lot of respect for Tyson Fury.
And finally, on to the sports world. In fact, I've got an email here. It's just come in. It says, Dear Andy and the rest of the podcast boys, don't bother putting them in. They do absolutely nothing. Am I right in saying that the Midnight Train to Madness was a year old on last night's show? Yes, you were, which is why it was a special 30-minute version. We also had Mike Tindall in the studio, and we asked him some big questions about the Royals, and we had a new feature, which was called By the Way. So it'll be interesting to see how much of that wonderful show Tom the producer and Alex's writer man have stuck in it. Let me know. If they haven't stuck all three things I've just mentioned in it, then one of them will be up for the chop. Personally, I hope it's Tom. Question number 5. What happened the first time you met the Queen? Where was it? Can you remember?
I know exactly what I do, but I can't tell that story.
Oh, can you not?
No. I'll tell you it off air, but I can't tell you.
Oh, that's even better. I don't care that you can't tell it on air, but you can tell us off air.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
There's so, a few people there.
We'll tweet. Don't worry, gang. We'll tweet.
Follow me on Insta. Andy Goldstein05.
The very first time would have been when we won the World Cup.
The very first time?
Yeah. There's always a story about Mark Regan, and we've all... Mark Regan's from Bristol, and he's going to hate me for saying this because it's probably not even true. But we walked into the room, and there's a footman who's come in, and we're all stood around, and he's coming in to let them know the Queen's about to come in, and he's offering out drinks, and he walks up to Mark Regan, and he goes, Earl Grey? And he goes, Mark Regan, good to see you. Sorry, Ronnie.
That was amazing.
What's Christmas Day like at Sandringham? What's it like?
Lovely.
Is it mental?
Yeah, look, Christmas Eve is their bigger day because they open all the presents on Christmas Eve and have a big dinner.
if the Queen gets out, that's the only try.
We haven't quite got out. So I'm just in, you know, stop it.
But what's it like? I mean, how many of you sat around the table?
26.
How close are you to the Queen? Are you in sort of chucking a Brussels sprout distance? Are you close to
her? I suppose you've got to be. How big is this room?
26 of you.
You can launch a Brussels sprout.
Well, hold on. You're not more than 12 people away, are you?
No.
Okay.
Well, if you think about it, of a table of 26.
Yeah.
And then if you're in the middle...
You can hit everyone around that table with a Brussels sprout.
Yeah. Do you ever sit next to her? Have you ever sat next to her on Christmas?
Yes.
Are you sitting next to her thinking, that's the Queen next to me?
Yes.
Do you put like 50p and just have a look at the
just check. Like his portrait.
Can you just look that way?
Turn side on, hold on.
He's leaving on the midnight train to Georgia.
On the midnight train.
Said he's going back to find.
Hello, I'm Alan Brazil, and I just want to wish a very, very, very happy first birthday to the Midnight Train.
Choo-choo.
Just wanted to wish a very happy first birthday to the Midnight Train from me, Natalie Sawyer.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday. Shut up.
All aboard! All aboard!
I was kind of hoping you could maybe do something special for this 1 year anniversary. Yeah, basically, I was separated first.
Oh, jeez. Rule number 4.
Too serious, man. We dumped it. It didn't go out. Only the three of us heard it. Joe, look at Jay's face. He still hasn't got the concept of the dump button. No, but, you don't need to react to it. It didn't go out. 451, if your number ends in 451, you're second on the train. Look at Mike's face. Who's that, 451?
Evening, chaps. It's Kev.
Hello, Kev. How are you?
How are you doing? Not so bad.
Good, off you go, Kev.
Happy birthday, anyway.
Cheers, Kev.
Thanks,
I've got
Kev.
A very interesting fact for you.
Okay.
It's a fetus fact.
Jeez.
It's fine.
You've got to pull this back. Yeah. A fetus fact fetus to fact. Start is...
Yeah. No, it's fine.
It sounds like something we should do nightly on the show, fetus facts. Okay, go on then, Kev.
Yeah, what it is, do you know what the fetus is starting to grow? What is the first part of the fetus that develops?
Okay. I'll go first. Is it its nose?
Nope.
Okay. Mike, what's your guess?
I would just go heart.
Nope.
Tail?
Nope.
Okay.
The answer is the anus.
TalkSport breaking news.
What, the anus is made before the heart?
The anus is the first part of the body that develops in the womb.
No, I think I agree with Mike Tindall here. He's poo-pooing it.
Yeah. Hey!
The bum hole.
Yeah, no, I understand what an anus is.
Just in case, for those that weren't too sure.
We need a bit of breaking news on that.
Wow.
TalkSport breaking news.
Yeah, the anus is in fact...
Okay, I've got to say, right, the first two calls, right, have been...
Oh, so that one was all right?
No, it wasn't, mate. It's the pair of them have been absolute garbage.
Jay, it's the midnight train.
No, guys, it's our first birthday.
Guys, it's great to see you.
Mike, you're learning stuff. The anus, not the heart. But that's it for another podcast. Good work, everyone. Man, that was a good one for free as well. There will, of course, be another one at the same time the next day, give or take. I mean, don't bother tweeting me. Oh, it was 5 minutes late. Get a life if you're up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Only postmen and people that are cheating on their wives should be up at that time. And that's why I sleep in to 10. Anyway, thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from Talk Sport.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.